Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today is another special episode of The People at Lime, and today's guest has an inspiring story of entrepreneurship. She comes from the world of marketing and is a multi-unit franchise owner. She is the owner of Lime Painting of San Antonio, Lorraine Sanchez. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's most certainly a pleasure, and thank you for your time. You know, obviously, we are creating the time to help the world level up and share knowledge. And my goodness, Lorraine, I have certainly been inspired watching you pursue your entrepreneurial dreams. So let's get into it. Let's get started. Lorraine, how did you find Lime Painting?
So I have a corporate background. I was in the corporate world for about 20 years, worked for USAA, AT&T, McAfee, and I was laid off after 20 years of working with AT&T and just decided that I wanted to have my own business. Started to look for a business opportunity, looking into franchising, and got a little scared with COVID because that turned a lot of our worlds upside down, right? So I got scared, went back to the corporate world, and then I was introduced to Lime by my franchise consultant who said to me, I think this would be a really good fit for you if you'd like to try it and or look into it. And so she said, it's called Lime Painting, and Lime stands for love, integrity, mission, and excellence. And I just, I love that. You know, I loved the values. And so I said, wow, well, let me just look into it and see. So I did. And I loved the model. I loved the values. I love the people that are behind it, all of you guys that support us. So it was good. It was good. So I decided to leap of faith, just go and do it. And so I did. And I'm excited that I've done so. So been good.
My goodness. So many folks think about entrepreneurship and they know it's right for them. And either it's not the right timing or they just don't have it in them to take the leap. And it's certainly not an easy thing to do. And it's not something that you do every day, right? And so, Lorraine, I definitely commend you for pursuing your dreams. Clearly, very talented, working for tremendous organizations like AT&T and McAfee in the marketing departments. You had mentioned that as you were pursuing franchise ownership, you had a franchise consultant. It's like recently I heard the term shark realtor, where the consultant is like a real estate agent. Instead of showing you homes, they're showing you businesses. And clearly that real estate agent has had conversations with you about, hey, what are you looking for lifestyle wise? And what are your skills and interests? And therefore, what's going to be the right home? And in this case, the right business. And if you've ever watched Shark Tank, you kind of are in the tank analyzing these different business opportunities and ultimately choosing the one that's right for you. So why do you think that your franchise consultant knew that a values-based company like Lime would be right for you?
She felt that owning a business for me, she knew owning a business for me meant making an impact. And I think she felt that Lime Painting would help me accomplish that in making an impact in the community, in my community. I didn't want just a business. I didn't want just to make money, I guess. I wanted something that I could make a difference. And I love everything we do has a mission behind it to serve. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to serve my community, serve my family by showing them that a female could do this in a non-female driven industry, that I could do it. And not only industry, but that a female could, that I have girls, you know, teenage girls, that I wanted to show that it could be done. So it could be an entrepreneur and could defy the odds. And so I think going back to your question, it was about serving. And that's what I love about Lime and what we do. We serve our customers, serve our community, serve those that work for us, artisans or painters. We serve all of those that are around. And that's what I love.
Absolutely, right? Heart-led leadership, world-class service. Clearly, Lime is a luxury paint company. And that's much more than just, hey, we show up on time, we do a good job, we use high-grade products. There's the Lime experience that goes into what we do. And so much of that experience is the way that we lead through our values. And that is a differentiator in the market. Just think about it. How many paint companies do you know that have highly vetted products, work with artisans, and show up demonstrating love, integrity, mission, and excellence? I mean, clearly that's a pretty dynamic set of values. On one end, you have love and integrity. You have mission, this give back component, using the business as a way to impact the community. But there is this high performance culture, this standard of excellence. You can't be a luxury company if you don't have extreme quality and service. I've been able to see that ring true within your business there in San Antonio. And the clearest indicator of that is the reviews that you're able to obtain from clients. If you look at the reviews, my goodness, it's clear that it's more than just words, right? You're living it out. And to your point, you're defying the odds as an entrepreneur. And Lorraine, again, I just commend you. Clearly, you're setting an example for your daughters, for your family, and making an impact in your community, providing a tremendous service, one client at a time. So Lorraine, how many different business opportunities did you evaluate when you were working with your franchise consultant?
I went through about 4 to 5 different business opportunities, different businesses from completely different industries. So yeah, different ones. And in all of them, I looked at the service component. How could I use this to serve others? And I always found a service component, but I liked with Lime Painting how there's much, much greater service component all around. It's not only serving our customers, but also serving those that work with us and our families and making it a part of this culture all together. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, just building on that, Lorraine, What would you say motivates you?
So I know that this is hard, right? Making people happy. I just love to bring joy. I love to bring joy to people's faces, to people's lives. I do. And you can't make everyone happy, and I know that. But I do love serving and being of service to others. That motivates me. Challenges also are very motivating to me. I see a challenge as something to step up to, and I don't back down very easily. So, you know, I don't see those, I guess what some may call failures, as I don't see them as, I see them as opportunities for growth, and I love to grow. So anything I can do to take a challenge, help it make me better, and help it make me better to serve others and bring happiness and joy to those around me, that's all good for me.
Absolutely. Business ownership, it brings blind spots and uncertainty and question marks, just because so much rests on your shoulders, especially when you're in a service industry. So many folks are relying on you. And as a new business owner, you clearly have to grow that muscle and develop the ability to ebb and flow within the company. And a big part of that is serving people. And clearly, you have a God-given knack for doing that. So, Lorraine, what does world-class service look like to you?
So, you know, that the adage, I guess, or the golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated. That's, I think, foundation. Treat others as you wish to be treated. If I have someone serving me, how would I like to be served? So I think that's foundational. I think just a little step up is treat others as they want to be treated. And that's what I think is just a little bit extra, right? Because I may want something one way, and I'm going to serve the customer as I would like to be served, yet understanding who the customer is and understanding how they would like to be served and listening to them is very important, so that I can serve them in the way that they want to be served, because it might not be the same as the way I would like to be served. So that's what I feel is exceptional.
And so many times business is treated differently than how you would act in your ordinary life. And that's always been a question mark for me. I've never understood how people are able to serve their family and friends one way, but yet in business, it be so transactional and bottom line driven, right? Profits over people. It's always been, at least for me, a question mark, and I can't relate to it. And my goodness, you said it beautifully there. The golden rule, treat others how you would like to be treated. Again, going back to construction and specifically the paint space, right? There's so little barriers to entry in painting. You know, if you have a truck and a paintbrush, you're a painter. And so clients are exposed to so many different varying degrees of what it means to receive a paint job. And obviously, the golden rule is overlooked in most situations. And I can relate to what you experience, because obviously we're in the same business, but clients constantly say things like, "Hey, Nick, thanks for showing up. Thanks for doing a good job. Thanks for answering your phone." And of course, those things are encouraging. And I always get a chuckle that, you know, that's the standard in painting. And so when you're talking about things like servant leadership and exceptional customer service and raising the bar, going above and beyond, really delivering happiness and applying the golden rule of serving each person and using your ears and knowing what's important for them. Every client is different. I mean, that's such a special touch. That truly is the Lime way. And again, clearly, Lorraine, you're doing something special there in San Antonio. And I know that your daughters, your family, you're setting a great example. And you're doing that by providing tremendous value in the market. So I'm curious, Lorraine, when you think about your business and serving customers, what does exceptional value, if you're providing customers exceptional value, what does that look like?
The value is an exceptional job, right? The very high quality job, in that it can be seen when they see the job. High quality vetted products as well is also what I think is a high quality service. And then the communication, it's really important. I think the communication and the education in what the job is that's being performed and the products that are being used and what we're doing to complete the job at a high level.
And just for the folks that don't quite understand and know, when you're talking about quality products, could you give some examples of how you think about, let's say that you're doing a standard paint job, right? You're going to paint the body and the trim. It's wood, it's all paint, it's peeling. It's probably been 4 or 5 years past needing to be done. And that was at the 6-year mark. So now we're at year 11 or so since the last paint job. So clearly there's deterioration going on. We need to do a restoration project. If you're thinking about just kind of, hey, what's average? And then what is my level of value? How do you perceive a paint project and doing it with quality?
So if it's a standard job like that, of course, the paint, peeling paint, we remove all that, the peeling paint that's been chipping, and remove all of that. We check all of the substrate, the wood, make sure that the wood is in good condition and it's not soft. That it is. And if it is in poor condition, then we will change it, we'll fix it, repair it. So ensuring that the surface is good and proper for then, we apply Sherwin-Williams Pure Bond Primer. That's what we do to prime the surface after we've prepared the surface. Of course, we'll wash, power wash everything to make sure we've got all the dirt and grime off. And after that's dried, we'll prime it. We'll seal, of course, seal all of the cracks to ensure a maximum water seal all around the home. And we like to use elastomeric caulking from Sherwin-Williams as well for that. And then the peel bond primer will seal. And then we paint with Duration paint from Sherwin-Williams as well. Also a very durable paint that lasts, give the customers a good lasting look and protection on their home as well.
Absolutely. And clearly you eat, breathe, and sleep that solution there exactly. And I don't want anyone to miss out on the fact that the Peel Bond primer is a very high grade primer. It's like Elmer's glue, right? So when you're talking about a project that is at the 11-year mark, you know, we need to come in and super glue those profiles together so that, you know, that have been peeling and exposed to the elements, so that when we apply that top coat, it gets a really good adhesion. Something that you mentioned that I love was a maximum water seal. I mean, how often do you hear a paint company talk about installing a maximum water seal But many times you're just thinking that the peeling is the issue. Well, those joints between the boards and where the windows hit the siding and anywhere where you have surfaces coming together, there needs to be an appropriate water seal there. We need to have a sealant installed in those joints and seams to prevent water from deteriorating those surfaces. And you mentioned elastomeric sealant. That's a very high-grade sealant, much like the high-grade primer. And duration's no joke. The top coat, right? I mean, that's a lifetime warranty product. My goodness, you talk about delivering exceptional value. Clearly, those solutions have been highly vetted and there is exceptional value there. You know, Lorraine, if you can think about a project that stands out, I'm sure you have plenty, but would you mind speaking to one of your favorite projects that you've been able to complete?
Oh, I do have lots of favorites. There was one, and it was for one of our customers. It was removal of popcorn ceiling. It opened my eyes because I didn't know the power of the popcorn ceiling hideability, right? We removed the popcorn ceiling, and right above the dining room table, a support beam from the house had fallen, and it had fallen at an angle where just the corner was peeking through the drywall. The support beam was being held by just a couple of screws that were very loose. The support beam had bowed the ceiling, which it was hard to see with the popcorn, and you didn't even see that support beam. And I just think, I just imagined, like, what could have happened had that popcorn ceiling not been removed? It was an elderly lady that lived there. She lived alone. If that beam had fallen through, it would have been damaging, right? And so we supported the beam, fixed the drywall, and made it all beautiful, the walls. And we retextured the walls and retextured the ceiling and all of the areas, common areas. It was beautiful. The customer was thrilled, happy, and just felt grateful that we were there to have been able to provide the solution for her, considering that it could have been bad. But I liked that we were able to go in there and just something that we thought was going to be just make it look nice, make them feel good because it was going to look nice, I think turned into something that could have saved someone from getting hurt, right? So I think it made me feel good that we were able to help the customer in that way. So that was one of my favorites, just because I felt like I was able to serve it at a different level for my customer, and she was thrilled, and I was liked that.
That is certainly a feel-good story, and we serve people. That's what we do, and it's stories like that not only make a difference in people's lives, but it just inspires us to keep doing it more, right? And just hearing you say that, I can't help but chuckle because I totally relate. And we have a saying at Lime, we work in beautiful places for beautiful people with beautiful people. And I think you see that being played out here. Lorraine, I thought you would have said, hey, one of my favorite jobs was a faux project that I did, or doing some lime wash, or doing a custom stain, and so many different things. But of course, it comes down to impact. And that was a great story, and one that I was not expecting, and I'm still smiling from it. So thank you. Yeah, I want to change gears a little bit, Lorraine. You know, I mentioned at the beginning that you know, you're an inspiring individual. Clearly you've mastered this business, and getting in stride in your community and doing something special, delivering value, delivering tremendous service. But what does the word determination mean to you?
So it's not giving up. It is continuing to find a way. It's pushing forward against all odds. It's getting knocked down 7 times and getting up 8. Is that what it's called? Or something like that. getting up, right? It's about giving up. It's about having a mindset of persistence and knowing that your dreams can come true and you can do and accomplish what you want to. You just need to find a way. And that's what determination is. I'm always growing. I don't feel like a master yet. I feel like I'm constantly learning something new and different. And I learned from everyone around me. I learned from my artisans, my painters, my sales team, my managers, my family. I learn from my customers all the time. I'm always learning something new. So I feel like it's just about continuing to learn and grow and pushing forward and finding a way.
Well said. And my goodness, I'm constantly talking about, you know, one of the superpowers of great entrepreneurs is humility. And again, I did not expect you to go that direction, but perseverance is something that stood out from what you just shared. But you combined perseverance with humility. And it's this process of failing forward that creates experience and creates expertise. And that is exactly why you are qualified to do what you're doing. My goodness, Lorraine, I keep doing it, keep chipping away. You're certainly an inspiration. When you think back on your life, would you mind sharing a little bit about what you mean by coming from a disadvantaged background?
Yeah. So I grew up in a small town. My father was a Vietnam veteran. He was affected by Agent Orange. So he was ill all of my life with very, very ill. So we lived on very little. There was a family. There were 4 children, 6 of us, small 1,000 square foot, 2-bedroom home. But I never felt poor. I felt full of love. My father was a very loving man. My mother, a very loving woman, a very servant heart from both of them. So it was tough, yes, but it also taught me a lot. My father taught me how to use a hammer, how to change my tires and change my oil and change my transmission. And I had to learn all of that because we didn't know how to, we didn't have the resources to go pay someone else to do it. So that taught me to find a way, right? So again, those challenges in life are opportunities. And that's how I was able to see it, is an opportunity for growth, an opportunity to learn something new. And yeah, I was very financially disadvantaged. There was a lot of, in our small town, there was a lot of racism. So that was unfortunate to have been, to have witnessed and been part of, you know, seen that happen. But I was rich in love. Like, it may sound cheesy, but I mean, my parents, they just both super incredibly loving, and 4 children who grew up in a very disadvantaged home financially, all grew up, all get college degrees. A couple of us master's and two, and all very successful. But it was because we were given lots of love, I think, and support. And that's what it's about, is just supporting and believing in your believing in us. My parents believed that there was something bigger for us, something better, and that we were going to get out of where we were at and make something bigger of ourselves. So I'm excited that I'm here, you know, doing this. And like I said, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm doing something every day to try and be a better person, serve better. But I think my parents, if they were here, they would be proud that I was able to make it happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think of this fierce river. You know, you look at it over a bridge, but it is deep and the current is strong. And that is what your story makes me think about. In so much of what we talked about in the first part of this conversation, you can see the genuine individual that Lorraine is. And frankly, I didn't know this about you, Lorraine, and it just gives me so much more appreciation for your genuine approach, how you show up, and why. I love that you said that challenges are opportunities, and that is the way that you have lived your life. Thank goodness for your parents and them instilling these soft skills into you and your siblings. And we're just so grateful to have you here at Lime. Lorraine, I would like to ask you, you spoke to some pieces there, but what does it mean to be a minority-owned business and a woman-owned business? Can you give some perspective from your world?
Yeah, I see it. To me, it's presented some challenges being woman-owned, in that I've had conversations sometimes where I might have someone with me that had nothing to do with a male with me, but instead of being directed, a conversation being directed at me, it was directed at someone else, right? So at him, because a female, what do they know, right? So I feel like I've seen this has happened to me, and it's interesting, but again, it's just a challenge. That person, it was a client who was doing that, and I had just taken my Sherwin-Williams rep with me, but at the end, he recognized what I knew. And he recognized, because he ended up contracting us for the job, and he recognized what I knew and that I was representing the service well and the product, and that I had mastered that service for him, right? So anyway, I was able to meet that challenge. So it presents its challenges, it does, but it's just a challenge to help us grow. That's all it is. I really see it as, I think, one of the few women-owned Lime franchise owners that are women. I think that I feel like I'm challenged, to make this a very successful women minority owned business, because not only for me, but for those young girls, minorities who see me and who I can be a role model for and can help them, help inspire them, motivate them to follow their dreams, to do whatever they wish to do. I think I've even seen small changes in my children and my girls, right, that look at me, that they feel, hey, my mother can do this, right? And they see the hard work, and it is hard work, but it's mine. right? It's mine and I get to serve and I get to do what I want to do for others with this business. And I think being able to be that role model for them and for other girls that's priceless.
Who you are qualifies you to do all of those things. My goodness, right? Your perspective and just how you're wired and how you show up, how you serve, that is breaking paradigms. And my goodness, you keep doing you. And in time, that will compound breaking those paradigms in all sorts of ways, right? From the customer that expects, hey, you know, I'm just going to receive a paint project and they're wowed by service, to the individual that may overlook you and look past you. And then all of a sudden, by the end, they're wowed by who you are. And again, you're absolutely qualified to break these ceilings and be a leader. So thank you for being a leader at Lime. But more importantly, thank you for being a leader to minority business owners, for women-owned business owners, for your family, specifically your daughters, and obviously your community. And the more you show up and serve, the more you'll inspire your peers here at Lime. So thank you for your leadership, Lorraine. I can't thank you enough. My goodness. I told you all this was going to be inspiring, and I am learning so much myself. So I want to ask you, Lorraine, what is your personal best accomplishment?
So it kind of in the realm, I have a lot of good ones. My family is a big one. Just having pulled together a solid, loving family is beautiful. But there was something that came to mind that it goes back to my father. He was in critical condition in the ICU for his cancer. And our little bathroom was falling apart. And the mold was growing. And I took a jackhammer. I took a hammer and I just demoed that bathroom because I said, he's not coming back to this bathroom. No way. He had skin cancer. So he had exposed lesions all over his body. And so I thought, there is no way he's coming back. And he's not going to come back to this ugly bathroom. And I completely remodeled the bathroom and the kitchen by myself in the evenings. I was about 23, I think it was, and just completely remodeled it. And he was able to get out of the hospital and come home for a short time. And when he saw that, he cried. And he said, did I teach you all of this? It was really just beautiful to see how proud he was of what I had done. But yes, I loved that. And that, you know, something, the reason why I'm here, I love to renovate. I love to make your house your home and make it feel beautiful and make you happy when you're in it. And so he was happy when he walked into that house, and my mom was too. And they were just dumbfounded by the change. Yeah, that was one of those that, you know, kind of relates to what we do here that I think is a big accomplishment that I like to talk about.
Yeah, thanks for taking us down memory lane. And what a special moment. And of course, it's servant led, right? My goodness, it's you, Lorraine Sanchez. No surprise. Being heart-led and surprising folks with your ability to just lead with your heart. And yeah, who knew even back then that you had this love for renovation? And here you are in a home service business. Obviously, that is a very heartfelt memory. I can't tell you how many times I've been holding back tears here, Lorraine. You had me move throughout the whole convo. It does not surprise me. I have one last question for you. Obviously, we're a values-based company, right? Love, integrity, mission, excellence. We kicked off the show talking about it. There's no better way to end than for you to share what your favorite value is and why.
Love. Just love. You love your customers, love what you do. I love my family. I love those that I work with, those that serve the customers, my artisans. I love my team. I love the people I've met through this, and just loving. If you treat others with love and you love what you do, then you're going to serve them from your heart, and you're going to serve them the way they need to be, want to be served. I think it's just love.
What a tremendous franchise consultant, right? I mean, that's just where my mind goes. Clearly, that individual was able to provide you an avenue to express who you are through entrepreneurship. And you're living it out and you're doing it. And that's incredible. There's no single emotion that is more powerful than love. And that comes all the way back to your childhood and your parents instilling that in you and making you rich in love. And your customers, your community, and the folks that you lead and that you impact get to benefit from that. So thank you, Lorraine, for just taking us through this journey over the past 45 minutes or so. I am truly inspired. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. What is it? Wednesday, it's midway through the week. I'm certainly going to finish strong. Just having this conversation with you, I mean that genuinely. And I hope that you are also inspired by watching this show. Thank you for tuning in. If you would subscribe, that would be awesome. That's how we're able to continue to grow and bring thought leaders like Lorraine onto the show to help you to level up. Lorraine, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And if anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can call me at 210-880-3106 or email me at lsanchez@limepainting.com or just check out our website, limepaintingofsanantonio.com.
You heard it here from Lorraine. Give her a ping. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.